Yeah, well, the only gentleman around here that we can kind of wrap up like that, solid as a rock. In fact, he's the Rock of Gibraltar on our Friday mornings, is Lindsay Carr, and he's joined us again to bring in some great events for the weekend. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Mark. How are you? Another good intro. Thank you for that. That's
I'm working on it. Very nice of you. I worked all week on that.
Does it show? It does. And I'm so impressed. Thank you.
Good.
I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Well, let's get straight into it. We've got some events, something for everybody this week, and it is snow time in the gardens.
It certainly is at the Hunter Valley Gardens in Pocolban. This is family fun in a manufactured winter wonderland, which includes tobogganing, ice skating and a snowball challenge. Lots of new rides for the kids this year with unlimited games to play. And highlights this weekend will be demonstrations of ice sculpting and husky racing. So we're really getting into the icy winter wonderland atmosphere.
We are. Are you a bit of an ice sculptor, Lindsay?
No, not at all. No. Because this man uses, among other things, he uses a chainsaw. Oh, no. Oh, yes, we're talking big deals here with ice sculpting.
Mm.
Husky racing would be nice. It'd be nice to watch.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
Yes.
Giddy up, giddy up. Something a little less out there was the Travelling Film Festival, and that's the big news in town.
My word, this weekend at the Tower Cinemas in King Street, Newcastle, 9 films comprising international and Australian features and documentaries chosen from the recent Sydney Film Festival, and included is an American documentary which examines racism via the country's civil rights leaders, and also a controversial Australian documentary about the indigenous history of the Southern Cross. So they're just two of the films at the Travelling Film Festival this week at the Tower Cinemas. Opens tonight, runs until Sunday night.
And get your motor running because we've got a great event around cars and coffee in Maitland.
Yes, Gilbert's Motor Garage in High Street, Maitland tomorrow has a fundraising display of superb classic cars and memorabilia, which you can expect while sipping on a barista-made coffee or hot chocolate.
Like I'm doing right now.
Like you're doing right now. That's right. Yes, yeah.
Did we get one for Lindsay?
No, I get nothing. I have water. Water in it, which I can't even get to.
Out of a plastic cup. I'll fire whoever organised that.
Yeah. Well, it was me, actually. The specialists at Gilbert's deal with service and sales of British, European and classic cars. So they've got a wonderful display of vintage, exotic, collectors and muscle cars tomorrow, plus the coffee, Gilbert's Motor Garage in High Street, Maitland.
And we're going to finish up with a couple of concerts.
We certainly are. Tomorrow night at the Civic Playhouse, young Harrison Craig has a concert called Kings of Vegas. He's celebrating the release of his new album, Kings of Vegas, with a salute to the style and timeless classics of yesteryear's headlining male performers of Vegas, including Nat King Cole, Mel Torme, what do you call him?
He's the Velvet Fog.
He is, that's right, the Velvet Fog.
See, I know things.
Yes, you do. Victor Moan, and one of my favourites, Bobby Darin, and one of Todd Sargent's favourites, Wayne Newton, whom he saw recently in Vegas.
He did.
So there are 22 sophisticated singers being honoured by young Craig, who won the second series of TV's The Voice. That's who he is.
That's exactly who he is. And speaking of classic performance, Richard Clapton heading
He's on Sunday night at West at Newlampton, the Aussie rocker. He has classic hits and a preview of some of his new songs. So, of course, you can expect to hear Girls on the Avenue, The Best Years of Our Lives and I Am an Island.
What if he doesn't do those songs? You've ruined it now, haven't you?
No, he will. No, I've teed it up with him so that he's okay.
Very much. So that's Lindsay Carr, the man about town this weekend. Always full of style and panache. And
thank you.
He'll be back next Friday morning with us at 2NURFM 103.7.